Stay tuned to 15 diabetic-friendly minutes are about to start up on VOB 92.9 FM, being sponsored by the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.
Yes, I know that, but the question is, what's happening in today's show?
In today's show, we go malicious saying and find out what is in dietitian Victoria Cox's lunchbox. We want to know.
Well, I'm Melissa, so you can go hear that.
Dr. Charles Pierce opens your eyes on why they need to be screened for diabetic retinopathy.
We have a high uptake of diabetic patients attending for screening.
They got anything but water today? You hear from Hillary on how the Diabetes Center is making water cool for you.
Hey, you don't have to have a drink, but you can have water.
Plus, Dr. Diane Braffin will be dropping in all this in the next 15 healthy minutes you hear on VOB with the compliments of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that will help you dream a dream and watch it become a reality. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair. Come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you. Making dreams come true. We're the one for you. Your partner for life. We're the one for you.
If you are a diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
Hi, I'm Victoria, the dietitian here at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. And let's do a what's in my lunch bag.
Wait, Victoria. Before we start maliciousing to find out what you had for lunch, happy Saturday morning to all the VOB peoples who are listening, especially if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael, is there for all of your diabetic needs, including vascular screening for if you have bad circulation.
That's good, because I have had bad circulation for years.
Podiatrist Louise Robinson is also there to help you take care of your feet. What are some of the things you can do for diabetics, Louise?
I can listen to their heartbeat and the heart rate through the feet. Any corns or calluses, I can remove those. And just talk about general good footwear and how to be healthy and eat well and keep control of the diabetes.
So that's why you should make an appointment to see podiatrist Louise at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. There's also diabetes specialist nurses and doctors and dietitian Victoria Cox to give you advice on how to improve your nutrition so you can start eating down your place and getting all that you met yourself. So the burning malicious question we have for Victoria this morning is, what do you have for lunch, Victoria? Is Victoria about the place telling people eat healthy while she's eating corn curls and chips for lunch? Let's find out.
Hi, I'm Victoria, the dietitian here at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and let's do a what's in my lunch bag. So in the main compartment here, we've got the foundation of pretty much all of my lunches, which is going to start always with some kind of veg or salad. And that is in here. So I've got a tossed salad with some cannellini beans and some leftover falafel, which is made from chickpeas. So different types of beans and a little bit of goat's cheese. And then for my protein, I've got some boiled eggs to go along with that. So lots of fiber and lots of protein in that. And then I always have to have some snacks, which are going to be in here. And today I have some plain Greek yogurt with fresh mango and apple a day. And that's it for what's in my lunch bag today.
So, what do you think about what Victoria has for lunch?
I didn't even know that gorgeous mac cheese. I ain't gotta look into that.
Well, you can discuss that with Victoria when you make an appointment to see her to discuss your personalized meal plan. We are now moving on to water. So we go to Hillary Ford, marketing specialist with the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and we ask Hillary, what has the Diabetes Center been doing to make drinking water more accessible to the public?
What we have done, we have installed water stations at a couple of schools. So that is our way of saying, hey, you don't have to have a drink, but you can have water. And what we've done is made it cool. So we have partnered with Newport Water, and we've installed these stations where children can bring their bottles to school and have cool, refreshing water. That isn't necessarily pushing a message of diabetes, but it's pushing health. So we meet them where they're at. And we also did one at the QEH, where we installed a water station in the eye clinic. So we're not saying that, oh, you can go to the vending machine and have a drink, but we're saying you can have some water here and it's cool. And we have hot water, we have warm water. You say you can have tea or you can have something cool. So we don't necessarily force the message, but we're saying, hey, here's an alternative. So that's where we're at with messaging. So meeting people where they're at. So we don't force the message. I would say it's a gentle nudge. So we meet you where you're at and say, hey, since you're already here, come with us. If you're at school, hey, we're already here, come with us. So it's like a gentle nudge. So we try to meet persons where they are and try to always extend compassion and care while we do it.
And that's what the Maria Holder Diabetes Center is doing to help you drink more water. So if you are listening, go and drink some water now. As we move on to our next segment, we are going to open your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, to focus on diabetic retinopathy and what you need to get your eyes screened. As we welcome Dr. Charles Spears, clinical lead of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program.
Thanks very much, Peter.
What was the state of Barbadians getting their eye screened in 2024, and what do you look forward to in 2025?
We had a high uptake of diabetic patients attending for screening, but certainly we would be hoping that more people would have their eyes checked in 2025. Unfortunately, we still see quite a few patients attending in the advanced stages of diabetic eye disease. And with early screening, we're hoping that we can reduce the amount of patients that are presenting at this stage.
Have you found that more patients are being diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy in contrast to previous years?
I think there's a greater awareness in the public about the need to have your eyes checked regularly if you're diabetic. So you should be seeing your optician, your optometrist, attending your ophthalmologist, or attending for digital screening regularly. Depending on the stage of the disease, then you need to be seen to have your eyes checked to make sure that there's no sign of any treatable advanced diabetic eye disease.
Dr. Pierce, at what age should a person be looking to get their eyes checked for diabetic retinopathy?
All people diagnosed with diabetes should have their eyes checked. So we usually advise screening to start from the age of 12. So once you have a confirmed diagnosis of diabetes, then definitely you should have your eyes checked, because we do see younger patients attending with advanced diabetic changes in their eyes, and that's definitely a situation that you want to avoid. Diabetic eye disease is still the most common cause of vision loss in the working age population. With early screening, we're hoping to prevent vision loss, because there are good treatments available to stop the advanced stages of the disease.
You mentioned diabetics, but what about people who are pre-diabetic? Do they need to be checked for diabetic retinopathy as well?
No, so the natural history of the disease is that it does take a certain amount of time for changes that occur in the eye from diabetes. So if you have a diagnosis of pre-diabetes and you're not confirmed diabetic, it's unlikely that you're going to find diabetic retinopathy. However, if that diagnosis changes from pre to confirmed diabetes, then yes, annual screening initially is advised.
So once you are diabetic, get your eyes screened at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center so you can have your eyes healthy and pretty like Rihanna one. As we go into our song of the day, we know VOB peoples love their oldies. And this is Steve Lawrence with Pretty Blue Eyes. Compliments, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank. Where'd you get those pretty little eyes?
Thought I was in love before, and then you moved in next door. Pretty blue eyes,
pretty blue eyes.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
All the guys from the neighborhood keep saying you sure look good with your blue eyes. Pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window. My heart skipped a beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep so that I can...
Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-ICE, 243-3937.
Say that I love you, love you. Pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window. My heart skipped a beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep so that I can meet. Pretty blue eyes, please come out today so I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, love you. Pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Neil Alfonso here. As we continue with the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, we are sure if you have not heard from Dr. Diane Bradford recently, you're going to hear from she know. And she got somebody with she too. Who's that with you, Dr. D?
I have here with me Miss Charmaine. I'm smart. I was so impressed with her a success at changing things around for herself. I begged her just to say a few words to us this morning. So hi, morning, Charmaine. Can you just share with us basically how you achieved such success?
Good morning to everyone. I just decided to change my diet. The first thing is the acceptance that you have the diabetes, and I just changed my diet, and that was it. Cut out the flours, the starches, just strictly veg and salads, and I don't use sugar, period, in liquids, just water. Drink my teas and things without sugar, and that was it. But it's commitment.
Yeah, and how do you feel now that your blood sugars are well controlled as opposed to when you came? How do you feel differently?
A little healthier, a little lighter. Yeah, you know, with the breathing and the and stuff. So it really feel a lot different.
Okay, and how did you find the program at the center? How is it to you?
Excellent, excellent treatment from top to bottom of total checkup all around. Everybody, staff, pleasant and everything.
Okay. So you feel like you really know what to do so you can continue to be on the path to success?
Yes, Absolutely.
Okay, so once again, congrats, Charmaine. You did amazing. And we want to encourage everybody else out there in Barbados just to get on board with making sure you keep your diabetes control so you can prevent the complications of diabetes. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality.